Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I want to remind you to go see the G-Bag Nation today at Globe Life Field before Rangers Tigers, which, of course, you can hear right here on 105 Through the Fan. Tomorrow, yeah. Eric Chiafalo, get ready for this. He'll be at the New Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth off of 35 West and Golden Triangle Boulevard. The giveaway is happening there. Free Hurtado barbecue while it lasts.
Get there before he eats it all.
That is a good point. A free oil change to the first 50 people.
He's changing it too, isn't he?
I don't think so. Okay. I would love to see that. There's no way he could change oil that fast. $100 gift card every 30 minutes. Giveaways to Six Flags, Lumineers tickets, Nine Inch Nails tickets.
Okay. Woo! Will he sing any of the Nine Inch Nails songs while he's there?
I wanna like an animal. I would love to hear that one.
Existence is flawed.
That one happens.
You bring,
Did you forget Closer to God? Was that the part of you?
No, I said Closer to God, and then I wanted to do that. That's it. Who did a better song with Hurt? Johnny Cash, Nine Inch Nails, or The Gangster, The Killer, and The Dope Dealer?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to answer that. I will let the fan text do that because we need to get into the damn segment anyway.
Sorry.
What are your... No need to apologize. You can just ask that to the fan text. Fair. They'll answer. What are your goals for the rest of the Rangers regular season? And I wanted to make the regular season because I didn't want everyone to be like, go win the World Series. Like, rock on. Bobby. I get it. But if they're going to make the playoffs, yeah, which I assume is everyone's end goal for this, like, what are some things that you would like to see that you believe could accomplish that?
I'd like to see Jonah Heim get right at the plate.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to see Kumar Rocker continue to get better as a pitcher. I think he got off to, obviously, a not a great start, sent him down. And Boach just, I'll tell you what, this guy just knows what buttons to push.
Yes, he does.
Ever since they brought him back from, you know, they sent him down to AAA for, what, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it was, and I want to say the last four or five games he's been out there, I think ever since, like, that Tampa Bay game where he got rocked, like, early June or whatever it was, I mean, he's had 5 to 6 innings solid. I don't think he's given up more than 2 runs, if I'm not mistaken, so I'd like to see more of that. And you're going to need to see somebody not named Adolis, Seager, or dare I say Semien. Get hot at the plate.
We talked about this for an entire segment earlier this week. The rise of the Texas Rangers offense started essentially around June 1st. The rise of Marcus Semien started around June 1st. Yeah. Those two have run parallel for
I don't disagree with you. And again, that and you know what? That's a testament to Marcus Semien. This guy was batting 173, yeah, got dropped to 9th in the lineup.
Yes.
All right. Never lost his composure. Never stopped going out there battling. And, you know, he was on G-Bag for their player show about a month and a half ago.
Got the G-Bag bump.
Can't say enough about that. And they asked him about, you know, he just talked about, you know, going out to the field every day and never losing faith in what he does. And there's something he said for that. And I think that has a lot to do with why this guy has been, what, a 350 batter over the last 6-7 weeks of the season.
Now, I'm not going to say this is going to be a difference maker. Just a note, Justin Foscue once again recalled from AAA Round Rock. He's had a heck of a year at AAA that just hasn't necessarily translated going back to last year and in a short sample size this year. I hope it turns around for him. All right. I've seen a couple of people already send this in. Mm-hmm. And I will admit, I am pretty high on this.
Okay.
I would also really love to see DeGrom or Eovaldi win the Cy Young. This is a generational pitching staff for the Rangers. This is the best pitching, starting pitching staff they've ever had.
Yeah.
And this is obviously the best I've ever seen. They completely rebuilt their bullpen, and up until probably 2 to 3 weeks ago, their bullpen was rocking and rolling as well.
Yeah.
This franchise has never had a Cy Young Award winner. Oh. They have had at least five MVP awards that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay.
They have never had a Cy Young Award winner. I think they have two candidates that are in position to do it.
I agree.
My concern is you're already leveling off DeGrom. They're going to skip him through this time in the rotation because you got to get his innings down because you really want him for the playoffs.
You do.
And so I wonder if missing those key 3-4 games will de facto give it to Scooble or whoever.
No, look, as long as he keeps winning, he's Jacob DeGrom.
Sure.
Two things have to happen.
But you don't think Nathan Eovaldi will get that same benefit of the doubt, do you?
Not necessarily, but he's already missed his time, right?
That's
he missed
true.
His month, and again, in the words of Marty Schottenheimer, it's not about how you start, it's where you finish. So, these two guys go
out.
Is it
fascinating that he would have that saying?
The only reason I say that is because that he said that to Ted Johnson at their draft dinner.
Okay.
And he said he knew right then and there that the Chiefs were not going to draft him in 1994. So, that said, we love comeback stories.
Sure.
Okay. We love them in life. We love them in sports. And I think Jacob DeGrom has look, baseball purist nerds are appreciating what Jacob DeGrom's doing.
Agreed.
I don't know that the casual is appreciating what Jacob DeGrom has done just yet. I think there's an appreciation, but I don't know that they're really accepting it for what it is. Nobody. Raise your hand if you thought he was going to do what he's done so far this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, even the most diehard. I would. Hey, Mike Maddox, off the record. Did you expect Jacob DeGrom to pace your team the way he has and look like? I mean, he's a Cy Young favorite right now. Doesn't mean he's going to win one, but he's definitely in that conversation. If he continues to pitch the way he's pitched so far, I'm not saying he's a favorite to, or I'm not saying he's a lock to win it, but he will definitely be in the conversation. But this team has to continue winning, and they have to be in contention for the wild card like they are today for him to get that bump, so to speak.
And somebody mentioned Fergie Jenkins being great, and he won 25 games here. I'm not disputing that the Rangers have had great
pitchers. That's not the point.
They've just never had a Cy Young Award winner. I would really love to see that. We all want to make the playoffs first and foremost, but I would love to see that. By the way, just an update, not a Cy Young update, but a pitching update.
Okay.
John Gray is going to make one more rehab start tomorrow, with the plan being that he joins the club late next week.
Okay.
Now, of course, I know the intrigue there will be joins the club as what? I said this time and time again last year. I believe if he's up for it, and I think he would be, that's your closer. I do not think that you need to go find a closer.
Really?
I think John Gray can be your closer.
Has he done it before?
Nope. So this is all not at the major league level consistently, but I think that he is the man for the job.
I will defer to you on this.
He has the stuff for it.
That's just it, right? And I we've talked about this before. I am shocked that more pitchers didn't go the John Smoltz route.
Oh yeah.
You can tell me that you could add another 4 to 5 years on your career and maybe if you're a fringe Hall of Famer or fringe whatever, and put 4 or 5 years of just solid closing under your belt for one inning.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that. It's one of the things about baseball that flummoxes me is why that doesn't happen more often.
And that's one of the things that I think, believe it or not, this might sound counterintuitive. John Gray is really tough on himself.
Yeah.
So I think when he has a bad start, the fact that has to sit with him for 5 days is tough. So I know.
Oh, okay. So you're saying short memory, just go out, get right tomorrow.
Exactly. And I think the idea that he could fix it the next day as opposed to 5 days from then.
You might be onto something.
I think could be a good deal. Although I understand, we talked to him spring training this year, and he said nobody had talked to him about that. And we had all kind of had that discussion, but he said they haven't had that discussion. I wonder now if that discussion has happened. And when you see him come back, let's see what happens in the ninth inning.
You need a closer. Musical chairs
for
thing.
Sure.
I like Robert Garcia as much as Mrs. Garcia does. However, I don't want him as my closer. He's good for one inning. You bring him out for two.
Yeah.
we got problems.
Now, I think this is another fair one. We were talking about offense. We'll set a reasonable goal.
Yeah.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense to be at least league average the rest of the season. And I actually think the potential is there for them to be better than that.
Now you need to be a tick above.
Yeah, okay, how far above?
Are we
talking like fringy top 10?
Look, if you tell me that this is a top 12 offense, top 12, top 13 offense, because you need, again, you got 64 games left, all right? You're 3.5 games out of the wild card spot. Would it be great if you were able to catch the Astros? And maybe you could.
Sure.
Look, they lost 5 out of what? 6.
Yeah.
Should
have been 6 out of 6.
Should have been 6 out of 6. You're damn right it should have been. Your offense is getting better. Your offense was not the reason, for the most part, why you lost the why you went 5-5. Okay, again, as you and I talked about, you should have went 7-3 in that 10-game stretch on the road. So you're feeling good about things. That offense is starting to get better. You don't need your pitching staff to fall off a cliff. I think this All-Star break, you got to take 2 out of 3 from Detroit.
Agreed.
All right, and I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Hell, you already took 2 out of 3 from them once before.
So
you can do it again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Go 12th or 13th best offense. Stay where you're at pitching-wise. Maybe a slight drop, okay, because that's going to happen. You're going to regress a little bit because it's a long season. But you do that, this team goes 38-26. You're making the playoffs.
By the way, to your original question about the songs, far and away, I think just about every vote I saw was for Johnny Cash. So
okay.
From the 817, obviously I agree with this person. Would love to see DeGrom or Eovaldi win the Rangers' first Cy Young. And from the 817, I just hope the All-Star break didn't actually come at a bad time, as it seemed like we were just getting in an offensive groove. And then we might circle back around to this one. I really want to get Alex's thoughts on this. Would love to see Wyatt Langford make a push to get the 30-30 season since he's at 15-15 right now. We'll talk about that maybe in just a second. Because you're not really at the halfway point of the season.
No, you got 6 more games left, man. All right. This is not the halfway point.
But I do want to talk about him in a second. Alec, what is your hope for the second half of the regular season?
I really like the Cy Young conversation because I don't really know. I know that's the worst thing to say in this industry. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not right now because, like you said, I think we might have had the All-Star break at the wrong time. So if they can come back and the bats are looking the same, then I think they really do have a chance to make a playoff push. But if we're just going to say that's up in the air right now, sentimental value, I would love to say that I got to watch a Cy Young season happen for this team, get to watch the first one happen. But something a little bit more specific I would like to see, because I think that he's going to be important to what you're trying to do offensively, is I want to see Jake Berger stay healthy.
100%.
That would be really nice to see him consistently in the lineup, because kind of like we're hoping with Josh Young, I really think his reassignment down to AAA did something. It felt like he was starting to hit the fastball a little bit better. His calling card was looking a little bit more true, at least to my eyes. The numbers might not be beautiful for Jake Berger, but it seemed like defensively you were getting sound defense. You're not getting gold glove defense. I'm not asking for anything crazy there. You're getting sound defense. It looked like he was getting his timing back and everything. If he could just stay healthy, I think everything else would work itself out.
So how tough is that then? He starts the second half on the IL.
It's extremely irritating. Yeah. And, you know, the Rowdy Tellez experience is going to be fun just because he's one of the most physically, like, intimidating first baseman that you're going to put out there on the field.
Yeah.
Really, for the next decade, he's just fun to watch. And then Justin Foscue platooning there with him. You know, hopefully he finds some success early on. That would be nice. But it's really irritating that you're coming out the proverbial, you know, second half. You're starting it off with the guy that I think is going to be an important cog to this machine. He's going to be out for a couple weeks. So I would like to see him find some consistency in his health. You know, I want him getting everyday at-bats, but right now he's his own worst enemy.
You know, I want to go back to the Wyatt Langford thing for just 1 second, because it is true that they only have like 63, 64 games left, but I guess I didn't totally factor in that Wyatt Langford missed a good chunk of time in the first half. Like, he only played 76 games, and I still think he could step it up. So I would love to see a healthy Wyatt Langford step up in the back half of the season and kind of end...
65.
Okay, there you go. And end up with a finished product season that looks discernibly better than last year. Because, like, right now, his batting average is down 11 points. His on-base percentage is down 3 points. His OPS is up 16 points. So, like, some improvements, some declines, not totally different across the way. I would love to see a finished product where the WAR looks closer to, you know, 5.5 or 6, and the OPS looks closer to 790, and things like that. And yeah. I think he could still construct that in the back half of the year.
Tell you what, if Wyatt Langford is putting up those kind of numbers in the last 65 games of the season, which, oh, by the way, Brett Boone said on this very station last week on Sean and RJ that this guy, once he gets it together, is going to be a perennial MVP candidate, yeah, and called him Baby Bo Jackson.
Oh, okay. Hey, hopefully he can play for more than 5 seconds.
I mean, that is damn near sounds sacrilege for those of us old enough to remember Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, if you get just in the ballpark, pun intended, I'll take it.
If you had to put together your list of most overrated athletes based on what
I mean, it's definitely not going to have Bo Jackson.
Based
on
what they actually did in their career.
If you're trying to besmirch Bo Jackson right now, this could get ugly.
Bo at just first? Would you put him at first,
Bo Jackson,
second, and third?
Was a freak of nature.
Really?
Look, no one's going to get confused.
Tell me his accomplishments in the professional level.
I don't know, being an all-star and pro bowler in two sports at the same time.
Hey, he did make one pro bowl and one all-star game. You're right.
And how many other players do you know of outside of Deion Sanders and maybe Brian Jordan?
That did it in the same in different sports in the same season?
Yeah.
That is impressive. I could tell you a lot of players who made one all-star game, though. And I mean, can tell you a lot of players.
And then went on to be the best at their position in another sport. I mean, you're talking about this guy was the best running back and the best outfielder. Really? You don't think Bo Jackson?
In the NFL?
During that year?
No!
Are you serious? You don't think Bo Jackson that during his short, again, it's the proverbial what if. And I know we're doing NBA, but if we did NFL, give me Bo Jackson all day, every day.
And, you know, I should have expected a fight like this. And I know public sentiment is always against me. So it's the Pro Bowl season,
yeah,
where he ran for 698 yards that, yeah, you're telling me he's the best running back in the league.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, numbers aren't always... They can lie.
Okay.
Sometimes. Not always.
Do you think it was his rookie year when he didn't win rookie of the year? Do you think it was his second or third year when he wasn't in the
Pro Bowl? Look, I know you've prepped this argument, and I know this is something that you've obviously had in your hip pocket for quite some time, and this is kind of like your...
Do you think it was
any
of the seasons he didn't make all pro?
I'm not saying Bo Jackson's the greatest athlete of all time, but to suggest that a guy who was a all-star and one of the best running backs and outfielders,
mm-hmm,
and in two sports,
mm-hmm,
and we've never... How many have we seen since? How many Bo Jacksons? This tells me all I need. How many Bo Jacksons have we seen since?
Yeah, none, because they saw that it didn't work.
He had a hip injury that we've never seen happen.
And that's why it didn't
before.
Work.
No, but it was a hip injury because it was a freak accident of a guy tackling him.
Mm.
It wasn't because it didn't work because he couldn't do it. It didn't work because he had a freak injury. Like what? The bone, like the literally. And think about it. Okay, think about this. Because you're a smart guy. So, and I know you've got this argument prepped already. So let me ask you this. You know how that injury, what happened, right?
On the tackle.
Okay, but no, I'm talking about the injury itself.
Maybe not then.
Okay. It literally, the force of him running and the guy grabbing on his leg, like the hip came out of the socket, okay, at the time of the injury. And still, most people could have killed him, B, never, might not walk again, C, certainly wouldn't play professional sports again. So all I'm saying is this, yes, maybe he doesn't have the eye-popping stats that suggest, oh, maybe he's one of the greatest of all time.
When you say maybe, you mean definitely, though, right?
I'm saying maybe. Okay. I'm saying maybe. Because, again,
was
I don't
the year
think...
he hit 272 that really blew you away?
Tell you what, who's the leading hitter right now? What's Corey Seager batting right now?
Go back what's to Corey that Seager year right in 1989, though. If you
what's
are
Corey,
1990...
What's Corey Seager batting right now?
I'll go look it up. Not 272? It's not 272. Exactly. But you know what? A couple years ago, he hit 60 points higher than that.
And I'm not saying that that's not great. Okay, but to suggest Bo Jackson, to belittle the achievements of Bo Jackson, maybe the greatest two-sport athlete we've ever seen, for a spell, I won't stand for.
I mean,
I won't stand for.
That's fine. You might as well sit down. Maybe so I had a. Maybe I had all the reasons you're wrong.
And you can look. I'll tell you right. I got
because he was on
I've got
Pro
a,
Stars.
I've got a,
I got it.
I've got a black and blue poster in my Freddie's room from back in the day. Half Royals, half Raiders. He made Chiefs fans Raiders. That tells you all you need to know.
That has nothing to do with his on-field performance.
It has, I tell you what, Tecmo Bowl legend. Don't go there. Don't act like he's not. Don't
I
act
didn't.
Like he's not.
I'm not acting like
there's
it's
so
not.
There's so many things. I'm telling you.
The question wasn't who's you, the best
I will
video
not,
game player
look,
of all
I'm,
time.
I, there's certain things I will let slide. Bo Jackson slander's not one of them. Not doing it. Not doing it.
It's a good thing we have to go to break. We should really leave the fan cam on and turn up the volume for our conversation. People who listen to the show a long time know I have hot Bo Jackson takes.
I love it. I'm here. You know what?
It makes
I appreciate
people very
it.
Mad.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate that you are staunch in your belief. Wrong, but I appreciate it.
Well, you're not the first person on the station
know,
to call
I know.
My opinion super wrong.
But I'm not going to, but you know what? But I'll say this because I was a longtime believer that Tupac was still alive. Sometimes you have to be that person that presents facts that people don't want to see. And you know what? You're not wrong in the sense that his numbers don't blow you away.
There you go.
But like 50 Cent said, you know why music is so compelling to us? Because it made us feel a certain way at that time. Mm. Bo Jackson is that for me.
Okay. I can respect that.
So there you go.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.